Sharks by Anita Guarneri. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. 2012. Meet the shark. Sharks are fish that live in seas and oceans around the world. There are more than 450 different kinds or species of shark, and they come in many colours, shapes and sizes. Some are great hunters that speed through the water in search of their prey. Others are giants that feed on tiny sea creatures.
Did you know? The biggest shark is the whale shark. It can grow up to 15 metres long, which is as long as 8 humans. The smallest shark is the dwarf lantern shark. It grows only 16 centimetres long, about as long as a pencil.
In this book, you can find out all about sharks, how they swim, what they eat, and how they give birth to their babies. You can learn all about a shark's super senses and about why sharks are in danger today. Get ready to meet the shark. The Mako shark has a powerful, slim body. It is one of the fastest swimmers and hunts fish, squid, and other sharks. The saw shark has a flat body and spends most of its time on the seabed. The shark's long snout has sharp teeth on the outside. Sharks of the past. Sharks have been in the seas for more than 400 million years. When the dinosaurs appeared, sharks had been around for 200 million years. Stethocanthus was a strange-looking shark that lived about 350 million years ago. It had small teeth on top of its head and on one of its fins. No one knows what these teeth were for. Perhaps it used them for self-defense. Megalodon was a meat-eating shark that probably died out about 1.5 million years ago. It grew to about 12 meters long, four times as long as a Mako shark. Its jaws were lined with very sharp teeth, and it probably hunted whales and dolphins.
Fossils. Our knowledge of prehistoric or very old sharks comes from fossils. People have found many fossil sharks' teeth, including teeth from Megalodon that are as big as a human hand.
Where do sharks live? Sharks live in seas and oceans all over the world. Most sharks live in warm parts of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian oceans, but a few live in the cold oceans near the North and South Poles. Sharks live in every part of the sea, from the shallows to the deepest depths, and from rocky shores to coral reefs.
Did you know? Most sharks live in salty seawater, but a few can also survive in the fresh water of rivers. Bull sharks swim hundreds of kilometres up rivers.
The Greenland shark lives further north than any other type of shark. It prefers the cold, deep water of the Arctic Ocean around Iceland and Greenland. In winter, the ocean freezes over, and the shark survives underneath the ice.
Migration. Some sharks spend their whole lives in a small area of sea. Other sharks often travel long distances. This is called migration. Blue sharks are great travellers. Every year, they swim thousands of kilometers across the Atlantic Ocean to find food and to breed.
Shark bodies. The shape of a shark's body is the perfect design for a life spent in the water. Many sharks have a streamlined shape for fast swimming. This means that their bodies are thicker in the middle and get thinner at the head and tail. Sharks have many other body features that help them live in the sea. Jaws. The jaws shut with huge power to kill the shark's prey. Teeth. The teeth grip and tear prey. A shark's teeth are always growing. If a tooth falls out, another one takes its place. Skin. A shark's skin has millions of tiny, teeth-like scales. Gills. These allow the shark to breathe. As the shark swims, water flows over its gills. Oxygen from the water passes into the shark's blood and moves around its body. Pectoral fins. These help the shark to move through the water. Tail. The tail powers the shark through the water. Dorsal fin. This helps the shark balance in the water.
Skeleton. A shark's skeleton is not bony like the skeletons of many other fish. It is made from rubbery cartilage. This makes the shark's body very flexible as it swims. Did you know? If you rub a shark's skin from back to front, it feels very rough. People once used shark skin as sandpaper. This photo shows the scales on a shark's skin close up.
Shark colours. Why are most sharks pale blue or light grey? These colours make them difficult to see in the water, so they help sharks to hide from their prey. Blue sharks, like this one, are dark blue on top and light blue underneath. If you look at a blue shark from above, it blends in with the dark seabed. From below, it is hidden against the bright surface of the water. Wobbegong sharks have flat bodies, and their skin is covered in patches of green, yellow, and brown. The shark lies still on the seabed, waiting for a tasty fish to swim by. Its shape and colours match the sand, rocks, and seaweed. By the time a fish notices the wobbegong, it is often too late and the shark eats it. This wobbegong can hide perfectly on the seabed.
Did you know? A young leopard shark has a pattern of large dark spots that match the water. The spots get lighter as the shark gets older.
On the move. When a shark swims, it moves its body from side to side in large, S-shaped curves. This pushes the water back around the shark's body and moves the shark forwards. The shark uses its strong tail for extra power. It uses its fins to help it travel and balance.
Did you know? The fastest shark in the sea is the Mako. It can swim at speeds of around 70 kilometers per hour, about as fast as a racehorse can run on land.
Most fish have pouches called swim bladders inside their bodies. These pouches contain gas and they help the fish to float. Sharks do not have swim bladders. Instead, their livers are large and contain oil. Some sharks, such as sand tiger sharks, can also store air in their stomachs. This makes them lighter than the water, so they can float.
tail shapes. Different sharks have different shaped tails, depending on where they live and how they hunt for food. Some tails are for fast swimming. Other tails are for cruising slowly after prey.
Shark senses. Sharks have very good eyesight and excellent hearing and smell. They use these senses to find food and mates and to avoid danger. A shark's ears are behind its eyes and look like two tiny holes. It can hear sounds up to 1.5 kilometers away. A hammerhead shark has eyes at each end of its hammer-shaped head.
Shark's eyes. All sharks have two eyelids, but some also have a third. They close this when they bite into their prey to protect their eyes from harm. Sharks that do not have a third eyelid roll their eyes right back under their top eyelids.
A shark's nose picks up smells from the water. It can smell blood from prey up to 400 meters away. Sharks also have special organs in their snouts that pick up electrical signals from moving prey.
Did you know? Sharks have such an amazing sense of smell that they can notice one drop of blood in a million drops of water. That is the same as being able to sense a drop of blood the size of a pinhead in a bath full of water.
Food and hunting. Many sharks are dangerous predators that hunt fish, squid, seals, dolphins, and turtles. These sharks have large mouths with sharp, triangular teeth. They swallow small animals whole or take huge bites out of bigger prey. A shark's sharp teeth and powerful jaws catch prey.
Shark's teeth. The shape of a shark's teeth depends on what it eats and how it feeds. Tiger shark. Sharp teeth for biting and cutting prey. Smooth hound shark. Thick, flat teeth for crushing shellfish. Mako shark. Long, smooth, pointed teeth for catching fish and squid.
But not all sharks are deadly hunters. Some, such as basking sharks and megamouths, have huge mouths but tiny teeth. They are called filter feeders. They swim along with their mouths open, taking in water and filtering out tiny fish and shrimps. This basking shark has its mouth open. Baby sharks. Some sharks, such as blue sharks and lemon sharks, give birth to live babies, called pups. The pups grow and feed inside their mother's bodies until they are ready to be born. They look like smaller copies of their parents. Other sharks, such as Port Jackson sharks, lay eggs in the water. The eggs have hard cases to protect them. Inside, the yolks provide food for the growing pups. This lemon shark is giving birth.
Did you know? Sometimes empty egg cases wash up on the beach. People call them mermaid's purses.
Port Jackson shark eggs are a spiral shape. The mother pushes them into cracks in rocks where they take between 6 and 9 months to hatch. These egg cases have the embryos of swell sharks inside. The pups will hatch in 7 to 10 months. Some sharks, such as mako sharks, grow from eggs that stay inside their mothers. The pups grow inside the eggs, feeding on the yolks until they are ready to hatch. Then the mother gives birth. Whale shark. Everything about the whale shark is enormous. It is not only the biggest shark, it is also the biggest fish in the sea. This giant can grow up to 18 meters long and weigh an amazing 20 tons, as much as 3 African elephants. It also has the thickest skin of any animal. The shark's skin is like tough rubber and is up to